Jill Healy Quintard here, Body and Balance, from Sydney, Australia, and I'm speaking for the Global Healing Exchange. Today I'm talking about rheumatoid arthritis. Now, it's an infliction that is actually can be very, very, very painful. In fact, painful as it's random pain throughout the body. And I teach a fusion of yoga and Pilates and meditation. And I do have one particular client in mind right now that I'm thinking of that began her first knowledge of rheumatoid arthritis was when she was 24 and she started suffering from random pain. Didn't know why, but didn't do anything about it initially. And after 5 or 6 years of having random pain, she decided to have a blood test, and the blood test showed that she had rheumatoid arthritis. Now, because the pain is so random, it's not all the time. It's like sometimes it'll be a pain in the arm or a pain in the leg or pain in the shoulders, and sometimes pain-free. But as the person ages, the pain increases. And one of the most important things to do is actually keep moving your body. So this particular client now, wait for it, is actually 74. So she has lived with this all those years. She's been coming to me now for the last 8 years as a client that says that the one thing that helps her is movement. Now, she had to stop some of the other movement she was doing. She had to stop working. She's actually was a nurse. She was actually a nurse in emergency at Manly Hospital, which would have been incredibly difficult with the pain she might have been suffering at certain times. But she had to give up her work as much as she loved it. She's still an incredibly bright and wonderful woman and very passionate. And I think her heart and the way she thinks is also is very positive for her. But she sent me a very long email with how she feels about the fact that she's been doing my classes for that long period of time. And she said, without this movement, she knows that her suffering would be far worse. Now, the doctors have said to her that she's actually quite incredible, the way she's able to do just about everything. She even walked the Camino walk, must have been 18 months ago, went off to Spain and did that walk, which I think is absolutely incredible for anyone, let alone somebody suffering from what she's suffering with. But what we do, so she comes into the class, she always goes to the back of the room where there's a wall behind her, because there are times that she is not being able to balance very well. And I always start with some balancing or integrating your body, coming into the room, being part of our environment, but also being aware of your body. So I always get people to close their eyes. She doesn't always close her eyes because she feels a little bit unbalanced, but quite often she does. But she's right near the wall, which is her little bit of safety in case she feels she's gonna fall. So that's really important because she is maintaining balance. So the exercises that I give her are initially balance exercises. So certain things like standing just for a little bit on one foot, trying to lift one leg slightly, and just doing a little bit of alternating from side to side, and getting her to be aware of her center and her balance. I always talk about crown of head to the ceiling, feeling tall, engaging core. Now she does all of those, and then she gets down on the floor and she does the core work. She does the movement on the side of the body, on each side of the body. She said she loves, I do some back work called swimming, one arm forward, opposite leg moving, and just changing over gently. And that is to help restore balance in the spine, but at the same time, engaging core. So she will do that. And if at times that she's not able to, I give her another alternative. She brings her hands to the sides and maybe she just moves her legs. But she does continue to move the entire class. In fact, to the point that most of the time, I just see her as doing everything. But she will tell me that there were certain things she found hard, but she did continue to move. So that's probably the most important part of helping yourself survive with rheumatoid arthritis. She is on medication. There is a lot of medication and there's a lot of alternative medication. So that is something that if you have rheumatoid arthritis, to discuss with your health practitioner to work out what is the right balance for you. She's doing a mixture of medical medication, but she's also doing alternatives with fish oil and things like that that keep her sort of feeling lubricated, she said. Anyway, so what we do, we work through the body, we do the front, the side, the back, the standing postures, getting that balance, feeling, you know, the flow of movement, getting shoulders moving, arms moving. And one of the things I do in all my classes now, particularly as people get older, I do a little bit of cardio work, So I put on some really sort of cool music that they can move themselves around a little bit. She doesn't move as well with some of that, but she certainly does it. And she loves it. She said, I love it when you get that dance music on and I can feel my body starting to move and my heart rate increase a little bit. So it's really, really good for her. And the other thing that I do in a class, and this is really important again for people with anything, suffering with anything, but rheumatoid arthritis, is get her down on the floor, comfortable position. Sometimes a bolster under her knees if she feels like her back is hurting. Anything that, to make her comfortable. So there's no sort of feeling, this is what she said, there's no feeling as though I'm doing the wrong thing or Jill's going to get upset if I don't do this. So she says it just feels really comfortable for her. So I always do yoga nidra. Now yoga nidra is called the waking sleep. And if you're in a state of anxiety, within 5 minutes you can actually calm right down. So the yoga nidra, work through the body, relaxing each part of the body, focusing on that part as I say it, and just letting go and relax. Thoughts cross the mind, doesn't matter. They just pass, just let them go. And she said that is just so beautiful for her. And then I add intention, and her intention is always that she wants to feel better and that she sees herself feeling better. So then I say your intention to yourself, see what it looks like, feel what it's like, and make it happen. And she said saying those things in that class, she said she just sees herself being a lot more comfortable and feeling a lot freer. So my firm belief, I've been doing this for a very long time, is that you can do a balance of movement for many different disorders or diseases. And this particular one I'm talking about, I know for an absolute fact, rheumatoid arthritis is helped by moving the body. Thank you.